Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Research Associates, and the purpose of this call is to conduct a survey on public education in New Orleans. Before we begin, are you registered to vote in Orleans Parish?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And are you very interested, somewhat interested, a little interested, or not at all interested in the governor's race and statewide elections in October 2023?
Not at all interested.
Not at all? Okay. And do you define the racial classification as African American or Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Yes. Do you define your racial classification as African American or Black, White, Hispanic, or Asian?
Black.
Thank you. And thinking about the conditions of New Orleans public school buildings, tell me if you are very satisfied, just somewhat, a little, or not at all satisfied with the conditions of public school buildings.
Not at all satisfied.
No, not at all. And do you think that improving and maintaining the condition of school buildings is a very important, somewhat important, a little, or not at all important? What do you think?
Very important.
And when you hear your friends, neighbors, and coworkers discuss the quality of public education in New Orleans, do they express a lot of confidence, some confidence, a little, or not confidence at all?
No confidence at all.
And if the New Orleans Public School had a 20-year millage renewal proposition on the ballot that is dedicated to preserving, improving, and repairing public school facilities, would you definitely vote for, probably vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
Vote for.
Definitely or just probably?
Definitely.
Okay, and now I'm going to read you two statements, and please tell me which one best reflects your views, okay? The first one, because of the rise in the cost of homeowners' expenses, residents should not support a property tax millage renewal for maintaining and preserving New Orleans public school buildings. And the second one, maintaining and preserving school buildings for future generations should continue to be a priority. So which one best reflects your views, the first one or the second one?
The second one.
And now we're almost done with the survey. This is basically the last part. We are 75%, and thank you so much for your time. Voters are motivated to support a proposition for various reasons. Now, for each of the following, please tell me if you will be strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little or not at all influenced, to support a 20-year millage renewal for public schools where the funds are dedicated to repairing, improving, and preserving public school facilities. The first one is learning that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045. A strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all influenced after hearing that?
Repeat the choices.
Yeah, no problem. A strongly influenced, somewhat influenced, a little, or not at all influenced to support a 20-year millage renewal. If you learn that this is a renewal of an existing millage for 20 years to 2045, strongly,
that's what I missed, strongly.
Okay. And the second one says that learning that the public school district has a facilities management plan to prioritize and monitor how the money is spent. After hearing that, it strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Strongly.
The next one, learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes.
One more time.
Learning that this is a millage renewal and will not increase your property taxes. Strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. The next one, learning that the owner of a $275,000 home currently pay less than $10 a month in property taxes for this existing millage. Strongly influenced, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Strongly.
And last three, learning that money is allocated to every public school in the city. Strongly, somewhat, a little, or not at all influenced?
Strongly.
The last two, learning that if the school facilities are not maintained and preserved, it will be more expensive to replace them in the future.
Strongly.
And the last one, learning that Although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools building after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. Strongly somewhat a little or not at all influence.
After Can you read that, the question again?
No problem. Learning that although the federal government invested millions of dollars to rebuild public schools building after Hurricane Katrina, without funds from this millage, there won't be any money available to maintain and preserve them. After hearing that, strongly influenced, somewhat a little or not really influenced. Okay, strongly. And the last few questions and we're done. Now that we have talked about the millage, if the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that will preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that will expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, probably vote against, or definitely vote against this proposition?
One more time with the question, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if the New Orleans public schools had a millage renewal proposition on the ballot that will preserve and maintain all existing public school facilities that will expire in 2045, would you definitely vote for, for, probably vote against, or which
vote
one?
For?
Definitely or just probably?
Definitely.
Definitely vote for. And as we conclude this survey, I have to ask you some questions for statistical purposes only. Are you or anyone in your household a parent of child enrolled in a New Orleans public school, a teacher at a New Orleans public school, a staff member or administrator at a New Orleans public school, or not affiliated with New Orleans public school?
Student.
Student?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, please. 18 to 30, 31 to 49, 50 to 60, or 61 and above?
31 to 49.
And stop me when you hear the last grade you completed, please. Some high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate
high
or graduate.
Graduate.
Or... I'm sorry?
High school graduate.
Thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
Rent.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening. Thank you.
You too. Thank you so much.
Bye.